Hey everybody, welcome to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, and we're going to do something a little bit differently for the next couple of weeks. So if you've looked at our website, parkinsonsassociation.org, for any time in about the last 3 years, you will have seen a little tab in the menu bar that says Dolomite Trek. So that's been sitting there for a long time, and I'm going to talk about that today. About 10 years ago, nurse practitioner Sherry Gould started doing treks with Parkinson's patients all over the world. These treks were designed to raise funds for various projects involving Parkinson's research or projects that help people with Parkinson's. And this is trek number 5. So the first trek in 2010 or 11 was Kilimanjaro. Second trek was Mount Everest Base Camp. That was 2013. Then 2015 was Machu Picchu. 2017 was Camino de Santiago. And 2019 was supposed to be the Dolomites in northern Italy. But then some global pandemic thing got in our way, and the trip got postponed and postponed and postponed. And now, here we are, September 5th, 2022, and we are 3 days away from getting on an airplane and going to Italy for this amazing fifth trek, and this time to support the Parkinson's Association of San Diego. It's going to be an amazing trek. There are 15 people going, 3 or 4 with Parkinson's, the rest supporting people with Parkinson's. Sherry's going to talk a lot about this over the next couple of weeks, plus we're going to be doing daily podcasts from the trek, and we'll post them whenever we get internet, but we'll record them all along the way. And as a little teaser, as a little opener, back in 2013 on the Mount Everest trek, I recorded one a day, 2 minute, 1 minute, 3 minute little audio casts with the team that went to Mount Everest. That was 10 people, 3 with Parkinson's. And I'm going to rerun some of those now to give you a little taste of what it was like to do one of these treks globally. And I'll do that for the next couple of days, and then we'll start to roll into the podcast that we're going to record of the Trekkers on the Dolomite trek. Here's the first one. This is very short, and it's Sherry talking about the team arriving in Kathmandu in Nepal, getting ready for the first day of hiking to Mount Everest Base Camp.
4 of us have actually arrived, and I want to welcome everybody to our blog site. As you follow the team, as we make our ascent past base camp of Mount Everest up to Kalapatar. So it's going to be a wild adventure. It's beautiful. The sky is blue, and Mount Everest and the surrounding mountains are astonishing. Flying in, we can see them so clearly today. So we look forward to staying in touch. All the hikers are going to be chatting on this blog site. So check in with us every day, and remember that we are climbing to support this most incredibly important research for Parkinson's. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
So that was on arriving in Kathmandu. Then weather got in our way, and we were unable to fly in the airplanes from Kathmandu up to Lukla. Now, Lukla, you may have heard of as the world's most dangerous airport. It's high. It's a one-way runway. There's like a 28,000-foot mountain at the end of the runway or something crazy like that. So we jumped in a pair of helicopters. And here's the team sitting in a tea house in Lukla talking about that helicopter ride.
So we're now in Lukla at the Namaste Lodge after our helicopter ride up from Kathmandu with Heidi, Carolyn, Bill, Sherry, and Jeff. The rest of the team is taking another helicopter. They'll be here shortly. So Heidi, how was your first helicopter ride ever?
Amazing. I can't believe I got to go in a helicopter.
Carolyn?
Ditto. I thought it was terrific.
Bill?
Beautiful. Great panoramas. I learned how to use my camera.
Sherry?
And the most exciting part was watching the pilot text as we were approaching straight on a hilltop, trying to breathe in and breathe out, taking in the culture as it is. We happened to talk, he looked up just in the nick of time, but we are ready for an adventure of a lifetime.
And finally for today, I'm going to run one more of these from Bill Maddox. So Bill was so strong on Mount Everest. He has Parkinson's. He did incredibly well. And here's a very short clip from Bill on attitude and what it takes to do something tougher than you think you can do.
Hi, this is Bill calling from Nepal. When I was first diagnosed with Parkinson's, they said I would have a lot of trouble with motion and balance and avoid stairs. I just climbed 9 miles and 3,000 feet in altitude to get to this lovely village of Nam Chi, and fully on descriptions and diagnosis. It's all about attitude, baby.
So stay tuned for more of these little clips from Mount Everest as we look forward to starting to hear from the team on the Dolomite Trek. It is a fundraiser. If you feel so inclined, you're welcome to go on the website, parkinsonsassociation.org, click on Dolomite Trek. There are bios of the trekkers you can donate on behalf of one of the hikers. And we look forward to hearing your feedback and having you listen to our trek as we explore the Dolomites in Italy, starting on Friday. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one.